We are learning Masechtas Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom to Zayin Amud Beis. Amar Rabba Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. Godol Talmud Torah Yoser Mekibud Daveim. Learning Torah is bigger than Kibud Daveim. Where do we see this from? Shkol Oysen Shonim Shal Yaakov Avinu Beis Eiver. When Yaakov learned the 14 years in Beis Eiver, Lo Yinena Shalayim, he did not get a Oynish. Like we'll see through the Cheshbon of the Gemara, that Yosef was separated from his father for 22 years. Keneged, the 22 years, Yaakov Avinu was separate from his own family. And the problem is that there's a missing 14 years that is by Shem Ve'Eiver, or by Beis Eiver, in the Yeshiva of Eiver. Why did he get Oynish for that? Vice dois, that for Talmud Torah, he did not get an Oynish, even though it wasn't Mekayim Kiravim in those 14 years. Now the Gemara is going to bring a raya that he was in Shem Ve'Eiver 14 years, not on Furash Apostle. The Gemara figures it out from the different ages that it must be that Yaakov was away for 14 years before he went to Lavan. Lama nimnu shnoisav shal Yishmael. Why did the Torah count the years of Yishmael? Rashi explains, what's the Kumar's question? Why should you count the years of a Rasha? The Masha asks that he did tshuva. Maisa, we know that Yishmael did tshuva, so what's the question? So the Masha answers, he says, Afagav derim perek kamada basur Yishmael asa tshuva. Mekobakam kibin shal yir Rasha mi'ikara ain royu limnois shnoisav b'tayr. Since he was a Rasha in the beginning, it's not pastic to count his years. Ilav mishum Yaakov. So the Gemara says, why do we count the years of Yishmael? In order to figure out the years of Yaakov, the Gemara starts the Cheshbon. The Chesiv says in the Pasuk, Ve'elu shnei Yishmael ma'as shana v'shloishim shana v'sheva shanim. That means Yishmael died at 137. Kama kashas Yishmael v'yitzchok habas v'shnin. Yishmael was older than Yitzchok by 14 years. Why? Because Yishmael was born when Avraham Avinu was 86 years old. The Chesiv Avraham ben Shmoinim shanim v'shei shanim v'leidus hagaras Yishmael Avraham. Avraham was 86 years old when he had Yishmael. When he was 100 years old, when Yitzchak was born. So there's a 14-year difference between Yitzchak and Yishmael. And we know Yitzchak had a child, had his two children, his twins. Yitzchak was 60 when he had Yaakov and Esav. So it turns out at that time, Bar Kama Hava Yishmael. How old was Yishmael when Yaakov was born? Because he had Yaakov. Bar Shivim Varba, he was 74. Kama Paishim Mishnoya, so when Yishmael dies, how old is Yaakov Avinu? 63. Because he's 74. He's 74 when Yaakov is born. And he dies 63 years later at 137. That means Yaakov was 63 when Yishmael died. And that was the year when Yaakov got the brachas from Yitzchak. And that's when he ran away. He ran away from the house, from Esav. So Kama Paishim Mishnoya, Shisim Mishlas. 63 years old is when Yishmael dies. V'tanya, Yaakov Avinu b'shoshen esbarach ma'avinu ben shishim v'shal yishana. And he was 63 years old when he got the brachas from his father Yitzchak. U'bay v'perek meis Yishmael, and Yishmael died at that time. The Chesiv, it says in the Pasuk that Yaakov is running away from Esav, and Yitzchak says, please don't get a wife from Bnei Kenani, go to my family. And it says, Yisav saw that Yitzchak sent Yaakov to the family, he also went and took the daughters of Yishmael. That's the point. So it says, "V'yar Esav ki ve'erich Yitzchak is Yaakov v'shil choisei b'dar Aram l'kach asoy v'sham isha b'varch choisei v'itzavol of leimor le'sikach isha b'nei Kenan v'yelch Esav v'Yishmael v'ikach esmachatz v'as Yishmael ben Aram achois nevois al nashav loy le'isha." So the pasuk says that at that time he took a wife from Yishmael's family and says achois nevois. So Mashmash Nam Bas Yishmael, if we know it's a daughter of Yishmael, any day she have a chayes nevoyis, then we know it's a sister of nevoyis. Malamed teaches us that nevoyis had shaykhis to this chasana. She kidsha Yishmael, Yishmael made the kedushin, they got engaged in Yishmael's days, umeis, and Yishmael died, v'siya nevoyis achaya. And his brother, the brother of nevoyis, married her off, achia. So we see that when Yaakov's running away from Esav, he is 63 years old. Why? Because Yishmael died at that time, and he was 63 when Yishmael died. So we know he's 63. So now, if you count 63, Shisim is last. If he goes to Lavan when he's 63, so you count 14 years by Lavan, V'arba Asa, the 2 times 7 years, and Yosef was born after 14 years, like Kavuyin of Sukkim, V'arba Asa Adam Sal Yosef, so that's 14 plus 63, that's 77, or Shivim Shiva. Now, V'chsiv, Yosef ben Shloish Mishana Balef Ne'Parah. He was 30 when he came to Parah. So 30 plus 77 is 107. Hamei Avasheva. Now, you count Shev, the Sveya, the 7 years of plenty, and Vitar Tikafa, 2 years of famine, is another 9 years. Hameya Vishitzin, 9 plus 107 is 116. So Paroi, so Yaakov Avinu should be, when it comes to Paroi, 116. Why? He left when he's 63. 14 years he worked for Laban is 77, plus the 39 years of Yosef should be 116. The Chsiv, it says, V'yem Pari Yaakov, Pari asked Yaakov, he meets him, Kami Meshne Chaya, how old are you? V'yem Yaakov Pari, Meshne Megurai, Shloishim HaShon, I'm 130 years old. Wait a second. V'yem Yavashitza have it, be 116, we're missing 14 years. El Shmami, no, they didn't go right away to Laban. El Shmami, no, Abba Asri Shim, missing 14 years. That 14 years was before he went to Laban. We didn't count the 14 years that he went to Beis Eved. The Tanya, Yaakov Beis Eved Mutman Arba Esr Shana. The Bryce Taka supports this cheshbon. And Yaakov was in Beis Eved for 14 years. And Eved Meis La'achashir Yaakov Avinu La'ra'arayim Shtei Shonim. 2 years after he left Yeshiva, Eved died. Eved lived altogether 464 years. Kivuyin the Pesukim in Seif Parashas Noach. And when Yitzchak was born, he was 325, but he was 464 when he was Nifter Aver, and it was 2 years after Yaakov left. Yaakov was 79. Yotzam Misham, Bala Laram Narayim, Nimtzak, Shomer Ala Be'er, Ben Shivim Shivim Shana. We stood at the Be'er and met Rachel for the first time. He was 77 years old. He was 77 years old, and if you figure out from 77, it's very good smack. 77 plus 14 years by Lavan is 91, and then and plus 39 of Yosef's life, Yosef was born after 14 years, he was actually by Lavan for 20 years, but 14 years after he was by Lavan, Yosef was born, plus 39 of Yosef, exactly 130, it fits the cheshbon perfect, and that's how we know it was 14 years that he was by Shem Be'eva. When we know Lavan Deloyim Einish, how do you know he didn't get an Einish? The Tanya, went to the Brisa. Nimtza Yosef Shapirish Ma'aviv Esim V'Shtayim Shonav. Yosef was away from his father for 22 years. How is that chesed 22 years? Because he was 17 years old in Parashas Vayeshev. He went to check out his brothers, and he was 39 when Yaakov came. 22 year difference, 17 to 39. Kishem Shapirish Yaakov Avinu Ma'aviv. Just like Yaakov left his father for 22 years, that's how long Yosef was Pirish Ma'aviv. Freit the Gemara, the Yaakov Tosim Shishavin, it was 36 years he was away. If you figure it out, it was 36 years. Zag Gemara, Ella, Arbas, Dav, Beis Eber, Lechashalu. You don't count the 14 years in Beis Eber. Freit the Gemara, okay, you don't count the 14 years. Where did he get 22 from? He's only 20 years by Lavan. 14 years, and Yosef was born, then on 6 years when he got the tzayin, the spotted tzayin, took 6 years. So he says, there's Lavan Esrim Shnin Havin, only 20 years. Where did he get 22? So Gemara answers, Elam Shem Deshtayi Ba'urcha Tartin Shnin. He was on the way home, took him 2 years. And Taya Lintan Abraisa, Yotzim Aran Arayim, Uvala Sukkos. He came to Sukkos. Va'os Shem Shmoyne Asir Chadash. He was there 18 months in Sukkos. How do we know? Because it says, Shnem Aviyakim Rasa Sukkos. That's one time Sukkos. Sukkos is in the summer. Va'yim Eloi Bayis, that's the winter. Va'kanei was a Sukkos, that's again the summer. So it's 18 months. Ubeisel also shisha chadashim another 6 months in Beisel the hikriv zvachim and he brought zvachim there, so there's another 2 years plus 20 is 22 years, and that is why he had only 22 years. But the 14 years that he was in Shem Ve'Aver or in Beis Aver, the Shem wasn't alive anymore. In the Shiva of Aver, he did not get an oynish for that. So you see from here, Godol Talmud Torah make mitzvah of kibud of Ve'Aim Hadrin Aloch. The Perek Megillah Nekras Beli Neda for those that finished it. Zok the Gemara Vayta, a new Perek. We're going to a little bit the Dinim of Megillah. Hakoyre es haMegillah l'mafreya lo yotza. If someone reads the Megillah l'mafreya, is not yotza. The Mishmuru explains. It's Kabbayt on Rishonim. The few of them saw Rishonim. He says that means if you say the Pesukim, the last Pesukim before the first Pesukim, that's mafreya. It's no good. He says who adin if you say one parasha before the other parashas around. 10 parashas in the Megillah, 10 prakim. He's saying one parash, one other parash also, that's called Mafreya, lo yotza. It has to be in order. Kara peh, if you read the Megillah by heart, or Kara Targum, or you read a Targum of a Choloshan, any Loshan, lo yotza, not yotza. Aval Kara noisa, lo yotza is belaz, but you're allowed to read it for people who don't talk the language, you could read it to them in their language. And the Gemara was going to ask a little bit of a stira. Starts with saying, Mechol Lashon Lo Yotza. Then it says, you can read it in other languages. The Gemara will talk about that. Someone who does not talk Losar HaKadosh, but he heard it by Ashuris, he's Yotze anyway. Kara Serugim, which means he reads it and he stops for a while and starts again. Or Umisnamnim, he reads it while he's dozing off. Yotze. Hoya Kaisva, if he was writing the Megillah, and the Gemara comes out, the case was he was writing the Megillah, reading it off another Megillah and writing this Megillah. Or Darsha, who is dashing the Megillah. Umagia, always be Magia Megillah. So it depends. Im Kivan Liba, if he had Kavana to be Yotze, Yotze, from Lav Lo Yotze. If not, it's not Yotze. So I was Mefarish, Kivan Liba means Mechavan to be Yotze. Really, it's Mechleikis, if Mitzvah Tzirichs Kavana or not. So the Mandi Yomol is Mitzvah Tzirichs Kavana learns Pshat, and Kivan Liba means he's Mechavan to be Yotze. According to the Mandi Yomol, Mitzvah Tzirichs Kavana, Kivan Liba means he made sure he said every word. From Lav Lo Yotze, not Yotze. What? That's a good kasha. That's why I said that you read it from another Megillah that was complete. But the Gemara doesn't talk about that, what the case of Hayek Haisva was. So the Gemara answers, you read it from a different Megillah, from a good Megillah. Haisa ksuva v'sam v'sikra v'kumis v'kankatayim. If you wrote the Megillah with different type of inks, the Gemara will say different color inks, different type of inks, sam, sikra, kumis, kankatayim, al haniyar, or on a paper, val diftera, a different type of paper, lo yotza yotza, I should take suva ashuris, al sefer v'diyoy. You have to written ashuris on a sefer, which means klaf, uv'diyoy, and a certain type of ink called diyoy. It's only kosher with those things, similar to sefer Torah, and it's only kosher, al sefer v'diyoy. If you don't have that one, the yama holds, there has to be ashuris, al sefer v'diyoy. Megillah has to be exactly with klaf and diyoy and ksav ashuris. So I'll take a more first and discuss the halachas of Lamafreya. I'm going to go into other things besides from Megillah that you're not allowed to do Lamafreya. How do you know you can't read the Megillah backwards? Which means to read one pasuk for the other pasuk, or one parasha for the other parasha, or even in the same pasuk to read the words backwards. How do you know you're not allowed to do this? Amakra, the pasuk says in the Megillah, it says, Kimu v'kiblu ha-yehudim Aleim v'al-zarum v'kol nilv aleim v'yavar liyas oisim eshnei ha-yom ha-ila kiksovon u'chizmanom. To make these 2 days, to keep these 2 days, k'ksavim u'chizmanam u'choshanam v'shanam. And we darshan, ma zmanam u'mafrei eloi, just like the zman, you can't keep tesvav before your dalad, obviously, because it's impossible. Av k'ksavim, also when it's written, when you read it, u'mafrei eloi, it can't be out of order. Vreiti Gemara, lias oisim k'ksavim zmanam is not referring to reading the Megillah. It's talking about Mishloach Manos, the Sudas Purim, Atanas Laverinim, you have to do it like it's written in the Megillah. It's not talking about reading the Megillah. Midi Kriya Ksivacha, Asiya Ksivacha. It says, Lias Oisim es Shnei Yom Ma'ela. Hach Asiya Ksivacha, the Ksiv, Lias Oisim Shnei Yom Ela Mehacha. So we know we're afraid from this pasuk, from the Hekesh. The Ksiv, Ayom Ma'ela Niskar Venasim, Iske Shchira La Asiya. We make a Hekesh Shchira, which is reading the Megillah to Asiya. Ma Asiya La Ma'freya Loi. Just like Asiya, you can't do it out of order because it has to be dafka yudal yudal and tesvav. Just like kizmanom af schira also read the Megillah afreya lo, it cannot be out of order. So that's the makar, you cannot read the Megillah backwards. Tana v'chein b'halal, the same halacha is by halal v'chein b'kriya shema uve tefila, and also kriya shema and tefila cannot be written, cannot be said out of order. When it says tefila, it means shmanesh has to be in order. And halal also has to be in order. Kriya Shema happens to be that the halacha lemaisa is if you say v'hoya m'shemaya before Shema, itaka ar yaitza. It's only in if you say the pasuk psukim in v'hoya m'shemaya or m'shemaya out of order. That's the problem in the same parasha. So the more halal v'nolam, how you know halal has to be in order? Rab Amar the chesiv says in the pasuk in halal m'mizrach shemesh ad mevoya. Mehul Hashem Hashem, and we dash like this, just like Shkia v'zricha sechama, just like when the sun comes up, sun goes down, it's always in order. The same thing, Mehul Hashem Hashem. When you praise Hashem, it has to be in order also. Rav Yisveimer, this pasuk, Zeh Hayoyim Osa Hashem Negilu Nesvichavoy, that we praise Hashem the same way a day goes. Zeh Hayoyim, just like a day always goes in order, it doesn't go out of order. You know, 2 o'clock does not come before 1 o'clock, goes in order. Same thing when you praise Hashem, all by halal. Rab Avi Yomer Yishem Hashem Avayroch Me'at Avad Olam, just like Me'at Avad Olam, or Rashi teaches, just like Yehi, is the Havayasi, hey? So Yehi Shem Hashem Avarach should be exactly like the order. Yehi Shem Hashem Avarach, it should be in order. Rav Nachum Yitzchak V'Tem Rav Acha V'Yakov Amahachov, this pasuk, Ma'at Adolam, but like we just mentioned, Ma'at Adolam means from now and on, so that's how the halal has to be said, Ma'at Aviyad Adolam. So far we learned the Makar for the Megillah, and the Makar for halal, they can be Lima Freya.